Dave, this is your area of expertise here. You're in charge of this every year. And we talked to coming in from the last break about how you select these innovators. And you've chosen for us to talk to another one called Horton. And we have Bernhard Matlener. Did I say that right?
Exactly.
Very good. Very good. Very good, Jeff.
Almost German.
Almost German. Almost, I'm sure you could pass.
Decent. Anyway, the company is from Germany, and you know way more about them than I do, so
We got introduced to you a couple of months ago, and I know you've got an amazing aircraft with an incredible history, the HX-2, the Flying Wing, and I know we worked so hard to get you and the airplane here, and we were very, very close, and I'll let you tell the story of what happened, but tell us a little bit about the company and about the aircraft and the history, because it's very fascinating, and I know our members are very curious and very interested in what you've got.
Yes. First of all, I must thank you. We are very happy to be here. It's such a great party. This is the second time I was here 25 years ago.
Oh, wow, all right.
And it's a little different party now.
This is a different party.
A lot more candles on the cake.
So thank you for that, and also for putting us on your 50 years advertisement. So
you're welcome.
Very, very nice. It's a very warm welcome, and we are very happy.
Good.
So you're right, it's a long story. It goes going back until 1989. Where I got in touch with Reimer Horton personally, so the inventor of the most famous aircraft, Horton 9, which is now in the Smithsonian Museum. And this is, I was studying law at that time, so I had nothing to do with aircraft design. I was not an engineer. And I was just fascinated by this pure design, reduced to the minimum. And I was wondering myself, why aircraft looking like this as they still look today, so with this tail and with this fuselage, which is just, in my opinion, not needed, when I saw this model flying there. And so from that moment something changed in my mind, and I was more focused on aircraft design, and that was one of the greatest opportunities in my life, I felt, to get in touch personally with Reimer Horton, and he taught us how to design aircraft. His last two designs he made, and he made 48 in his life, his last two designs were a one-seater for us and a two-seater, and this was his heritage he gave to us, and we honor it with the name Horton Aircraft.
Tell us a little bit about the specifications. I know you said no tail, and I encourage people that are watching or listening to this later to Google it immediately so you can get an appreciation for this. It's a short-bodied from tip to tail. Well, I guess there is no tail, but an amazing wing configuration. Just visually describe it in the specifications.
So let's say it's a little bit like the B-2 bomber, which knows maybe most listeners best. but, of course, a very little version of that. It doesn't have any fuselage and no tail. It has winglets. The cabin is going a little bit in front of the wing. So we have the wings just to ensure directional stability.
How many place?
It's a two-seat side-by-side.
Pusher, right?
It's a pusher configuration with a Rotax 912 IS, so injection. With 100 horsepower.
Oh, 100 horsepower. What kind of speed are you anticipating?
So it will have a cruising speed of about 146 knots, a cruising speed.
And you said a Rotax, so you're talking about probably 5 gallons an hour, maybe? Something like that.
So I just know it in liters.
It's about five.
But it depends on the speed you go and the power you need. It can vary between 8 liters if you fly quite slow until 18 liters in takeoff. Configuration.
Yeah. And it's going to be very fuel efficient.
Yeah. Is this something that will be then put into production? Is it going to be a kit? I mean, how do you...
So that's one of the reasons why we are here. We try to find out what's the market need. And we are happy of the feedback from many visitors. We prepared a short questionnaire we'll just let them say, would you like to have a kit, a two-seater, a five-seater, a certified aircraft, whatever you like. And that would help us after the show to get more ideas, feedback from America, what people here would like to have from us. But it's definitely a commercial project, and we will go on, and we will our focus is the civil market, is the civil aviation. We would not be here if we would focus on the military market, because there this configuration is more and more getting popular for tanker drones and so on. So those people knows exactly the advantages of flying wings. But we surely know that we don't want that to go that way, and want to push the civil aviation with this design.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating. Now, for me as a flight instructor, still doing some of that, what's going to have to happen for training? Well, first, it's a totally different kind of airplane from
exactly.
a flying perspective.
Yes.
So are you going to have some kind of in-house training facility and a builder assist facility? All that's in Germany, I assume, right? Are you going to have a U.S. location as well?
So the good thing is we are not alone. We belong to a group. And to this group, the Lift Air Group, also Flight Design and Rotovox belong to.
Oh, Flight Design.
Flight Design,
name,
yes, yeah. yes. Tom Pagini, maybe you heard or you know him. And I think once we enter into the American market, it could be a very good opportunity to have a support by him. He has a dealer network in America, and he has workshop and everything. And I think the fastest way for us to come onto American market would be a kit. And we are now considering what size the kit might have best. So if it should be just a two-seater, where we are limited with the engine space, it could just contain the 912 IS. Or if we should become larger, because here in America it is a great opportunity that we have that we can also a five-seater as a kit. And that could be a good approach for us in the near future.
Wow, that's a big airplane. You're getting a significantly different market when you talk about five seats, and some different things. And of course, what's going on right now is we're in the midst of trying to get some regulations changed to allow light sport into more seats and a higher weight. It's going to be a direction going performance-based rather than just a weight number and a speed number.
The Mosaic. You're talking about Mosaic, correct? Or you're talking about?
I'm just talking about the new the LSA initiatives that EA is pushing for in getting a broader LSA definition, which this airplane could easily.
We are very curious to know how that ends.
I think a lot of
people
are.
Because that could really be a very good opportunity for us as well. Because now the LSA category is not interesting for us at all. We want to have retractable gear that makes really the flying wing sexy. And so
and faster, of course.
Yes. But that would be a very great opportunity in the future in America.
I think we'll know more at this time next year
about
what's going on.
So what are you getting out of AirVenture? I know it's been 25 years since you've been here. What's changed, and what are you and what is Horton getting out of AirVenture?
To be honest, 25 years a long time ago. I feel it's becoming much bigger, more people around, and what I feel is the spirit here is maybe I didn't feel it when I was younger, but now I feel it's so nice, people talking together. It's such a positive feedback I'm getting, and I enjoy it really.
Yeah, it's a nice place to get market validation, isn't it? Especially from a company like yours.
It's the best place. Yeah. There is no other place which is so good as here, Oshkosh. And it's just that you get some numbers. So we launched the Horton aircraft first time in Friedrichshafen this year in April. We had 30,000 visitors.
Yep.
I heard, I don't know if it's true, but I heard it's 600,000 visitors here in Oshkosh. So this is so different, 20 times much more than in Germany. So it's a great, we can get a great feedback from potential customers here.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. This is you can't get this kind of visibility anywhere else in the world. AirVenture is it. This is the time of year for this. And these kind of things is what this is driving this whole area that you put together.
It is, and I think as you're aware, the space inside is free, and we provide that space really to drive more companies such as yourselves, companies that are really leading aviation's innovation wave at this point. And we're thrilled to have you here, and we hope that the venue has been something that you find very, very useful and very, very productive.
So we are very thankful for that offer. And we will do our best next year to be here with the real one and fly here.
So it was supposed to be here. Just tell us, you know, why it couldn't make it this year.
So it has several reasons, time reasons, money reasons. I mean, it's not that we're running out of money. It's just when we would have this aircraft transported to that place, it would cost us two months transportation time, a lot of money. And then we decided, okay, it's a certain risk because this aircraft has just started with the test program, and we don't want to do anything too soon. We want to be very sure that everything runs safely, and just to show it statically was not worth the effort for us finally.
Okay. Excellent. Maybe you'll be back next year to fly it.
We plan that, definitely.
Okay. Excellent.
Thanks
excellent.
For so much for joining us today. Dave, we've done it. Another year in innovations.
An hour's over already?
The hour's over already.
That goes by so fast.
And we didn't get rained on this year, which is good for us.
Good.
Thanks for co-hosting once again.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
And we'll look forward to it next year. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bernard.
Thank you.
Jay Machi, we're on the fly at Aviation Gateway Park.